Okay, warriors, you are listening to Unqualified Therapists. Remember, stay wild and weird.
Hey, warriors, this is Amy.
And I'm Sarah. We started this podcast because mental health is complicated and the stigma surrounding it can make us feel alone.
So we are here to share authentic stories in order to normalize and prioritize mental health.
We believe in professional therapy. We both use it on our own healing journeys.
But we also know it isn't one size fits all. So we are here to provide tools from our own experiences,
as well as those from our guests and professionals that come on the show.
Thank you for being here as we navigate the complexities of mental health and mental illness together.
Remember, hold on, warriors. We're gonna make it. Warrior.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Unqualified Therapist. We wish you all a very happy new year, and we will be coming to you with a new year episode talking about some other things that are important to us and important to you for the new year. But for this particular episode, it is a urgent one that is a little bit out of the ordinary for us, where we are going to see if we can get some help from our listeners for a missing person.
I had a friend of mine reach out to me and sent me this information of a friend of hers. And so we are asking our listeners all across the country, but especially those in Montana and further west, to really be on the lookout and to help do some work in finding a missing person. Missoula, Montana is missing a wonderful part of their community. Her name is Eva Mason Prather. She's 43 years old, and she's been missing since December 30th in the early morning hours. It looks as though she left her home on foot. Her husband had said that he found her sleeping next to him at midnight and at 2 a.m., but when he awoke at 6 a.m., she was no longer in their bed or in their home. It seems as though she left without shoes and without her belongings. So no phone, no purse. She may have been wearing a hoodie or coat that is green and puffy. And she is about 5'4". She has brown hair, blue eyes, weighs around 130 pounds. And she is very much missed by her husband and kids.
So it seems probably to most that that sounds wild. Someone leaving without shoes or a coat or a wallet or their phone. But Eva was in a mental health crisis. She was having a manic episode. And we all know from what I've told you about Scott that in those episodes, there is a lot of paranoia, possible psychosis, where you do feel like something's out to get you, something can harm you, things that aren't true are being told in your head. And she felt like she had to leave. And so that leaving without all of those things makes complete sense to me and my understanding of how I experienced mania through my husband's life. In fact, we've had very similar situations while he was alive.
Prather, she's 43. She's a technical writer for the U.S. Forest Service. She's also a mother of two. And she's described by her friends as, quote, a quiet and calm soul and a giant wildflower nerd. They had friends organized and put together for search parties, and they are still looking for her. There were no signs of a planned departure, and according to her husband. Again, her keys, wallet, phone, and car were still at the house. And that is at the intersection of Rollins and Knowles Streets in Missoula, Montana. They are asking that people keep an eye out, that they think that she may have been moving west maybe towards Oregon or Washington. So friends and listeners in that area too, if you could please keep your eyes out. They have put out a missing and endangered person advisory, and that was put out on Saturday. And that's according to the Department Public Information Officer, Whitney Bennett in Missoula. This alert expands regional law enforcement communication and response options in consideration of Eva's mental health condition. It's essentially one step away from an Amber Alert.
So if you are listening and you have a audience of your own, perhaps you are on one of the social media pages and you have quite a few followers, or you know someone in news or anything out, especially out west, if you could share this information with them, that would be incredible. We are just trying to get the news out there because it really hasn't been widely shared as of yet. And we all know how missing person cases work. It needs to be done quickly.
Yes. And as described by her husband, she was, like Amy said, in a manic state a few days prior to her disappearance. And he had also said that her heightened mental states sometimes lead her to worry that she's being tracked and potentially endangering her family by being near them. So he explained, we're worried that she may not want to be found at the moment. So keep that in mind, too. If you do see her around, that calling the police department is going to be your best option at that time.
And of course, informing the police in that phone call that she is having a mental health crisis, because it will be hard to probably have her be responsive to anyone who wants to possibly have her be found.
There is a Facebook group, a public Facebook group called Search for Eva. And we are going to put the links to this and the news articles about her disappearance, as well as the missing poster for her with her information, a picture of her, so that you can have that for reference on our Instagram and Facebook pages, so that you have that as well as in the show notes. If you want to join that group, there are going to be updates in there. There are organized searches. There have been some sightings, but it looks to be as though those sightings were confirmed false on Tuesday. So unfortunately, she still has not been located or seen. This is a very tough thing for us to report on and to put out there to you. But it is extremely important that we share these circumstances and also to talk about how mental health can really affect us in these dangerous ways as well. And, you know, one of the articles discusses how they had talked about her going into inpatient care, but that just was not an option at the time because of a previous experience that was unfortunately pretty traumatic, according to her husband. So that was not one of the options that they decided to go with.
And he probably had a difficult time getting her to go because she's also in a paranoid state, and having that trauma at that place did not help. And so, you know, it just brings to light a bigger crisis that Sarah and I talk about all the time on here for people who are having these sort of mental health illnesses that are bigger than the day-to-day ones that perhaps we talk about a lot, you know, depression, anxiety. There are things of this nature that need to be addressed, that we need to think about, you know, what could we have done that could have made this situation not happen? But at this moment in time, we just want to put all eyes and ears and everything out so that we can get the word out so people can be looking for Eva.
Again, Eva Prather has blue-gray eyes, brown shoulder-length hair. She's 5'4", weighs about 130 pounds. Any leads can be reported to the police department at 406-552-6300. If Eva is in sight, Bennett says not to approach her, but to call 911 and keep an eye on her location. If you're interested, if you're in the area and interested in joining a search party, you can find that information on that public Facebook group as well.
Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to listen and for helping us spread the word.
Her husband has said that watching the search parties and efforts to find her has been really heartening, and they just want her to come home. So thank you for your help in us trying to bring Eva home.